Cheating piece of good. Oh, come on. Crap. Ha! Ha! That'll learn ya. Yeah. Screw this.
One and one and one.
Stop chasing.
I'm rolling. Yeah, we did it. Live from Racine, Wisconsin. It's Guys, Games, and Beer.
Yo! Yay! I just want to talk about my overcompensation of equipment. I just got really excited. I'm sorry.
I like your
eyeballs.
You are
kind of overcompensating on your equipment there.
You got pretty eyes.
Those are really pretty
eyes. You got a
and pretty mouth.
So
today we're talking about all things virtual. We've got some special headgear for you folks. Not the usual special headgear.
No, Travis's special headgear.
That's right.
So what are you wearing, Travis?
I'm currently wearing the first generation Oculus Rift development kit. It's the only one still in the market right now. And it does basically VR, or kind of a immersive experience where it tracks your head and you use it for primarily the gaming community has adopted it, but I think it'll take off in lots of different directions once the technology actually takes off. So
cool. So you know, and the reason we've got some other little props here on the table is because we want to talk about how we got to the point where you have the Oculus Rift here. We're going to start with something new. Actually, I know we just did a show on the Vectrex a couple episodes ago, but I'm going to bring it back up again because John out of Sweden was very kind and sent us a reproduction of the original Vectrex 3D unit. Now, this was something they tried to do. Again, basically, it's something you wear on your face to give you a three-dimensional look on a video game. We've modded this one a bit, John. I want to show you what we've done to make it really shine. See the cool little Madtronics logo there. This guy reverse-engineered the original one that was built by Mattel.
Was it like just a very limited production run, I take it? Or
it was a very limited item. It's hard to come by. And this guy out of Sweden has completely reverse engineered it and done just an amazing job making a functional version of it again. Again, we kind of modded this one a little bit to make it a little bit more robust because we're going to be taking it to a game show here shortly and let people see what the early 3D games look like. This came out in 1982, the original version, and what they're doing is absolutely amazing. To get this, the 3D, the virtual reality look, was they put a spinning disc in front of your face that's basically
right in front of your face.
Literally right. You can feel
as
the breeze
one of my friends
as
said,
you
yeah,
wear it.
Yeah, one of my friends said, he's like, yeah, it's got a cool breeze. During,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And all the disc did was basically act as a shutter for your eyepieces. But they took it one step further, and they actually added color to the disc. Now, the Vectrex is, again, a vector graphics game, strictly line graphics. But what they did was they added color to it.
Pull out the I'll hold this. You pull the disc, show it off real
quick.
Yeah,
let me show you what the discs look like.
By the way, I had a correction from one of our somebody who watched one of the YouTube videos. Actually, the Vectrex could do bitmaps if we wanted to. And there are more than one bitmap game, and I've seen them. And
But they're not technically bitmaps. They're using small lines to make bitmap graphics. Right. It's not really a bitmap. There's no bits on the screen.
It's kind of funny, because I was somebody else said that, but I saw...
We are splitting pixels.
I did see a discussion. We're going to have to look that up. A discussion where one of the Vectrex gurus said that, indeed, it could do bitmaps. But I don't know.
So was this one of the first consoles to actually do the kind of 3D
This is the first. Okay.
Wait,
1982.
It wasn't Sega? It wasn't the Sega Master System?
No, it was not the Sega Master System, who came out with their LCD shutter glasses in 83, and then started claiming that they were the first one to do it, and had to not apologize, but just stop saying it.
I do have to say, and I tried this last weekend, As impressive as the whole, like, immersive thing is, the best part was adding color to the Vectrex natively. Like, the overlays were okay, they supplemented, but it really, really adds the experience when you have color, and it does it very, very well.
So
I do have to say...
We'll put a link on our website again to Badtronics, John's site. This guy is great. I mean, amazing engineering, some really cool quality products. Again, definitely, if you are a Vectrex fan, worth the outlay. Definitely something to lay down. If you tried to buy one of these, best you're going to do is maybe $500 if you bought the original one, and the original one does not work as well as John's does. John actually did a much better job on his than the original one. So, very cool, well worth getting. Now, that's 82, so that's... So what now? The Oculus Rift came out in...
It came out 2 years ago, 3 years ago? They started sending to Kickstarters about 2 years ago.
So about 2 years ago, so...
So, I do have to say, like, so VR kind of came and went in waves, but I remember the huge wave in the early 90s. Like, there is every weird little piece of, like, immersive reality stuff, and, like, it was... Yeah, headsets, like, he'll explain here, but also Rumble Packs, the Sega Activator, which he also has, which was, yeah, an infrared ring that you would put down on the floor, and you could put your arms out, and it would register as button commands. Horrible interface. It was cool, in theory, and, like, the marketing during the 90s was just something special, because, like, this all stuff was pretty expensive, so it's, like, you know, a kid with very little pocket money. I saw it, and I saw these, like, advertisements for all this, like, crazy shit you can play Mortal Kombat in real time, like, flipping my shit, and then I actually got to test it, and I was horribly disappointed. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
You start crying.
And that's, and again, this is where the Oculus is finally, technology's finally catching up with the dream of what people wanted it to do. So, this is the very first commercial virtual reality headset. Don't really want to use the term virtual reality headset because
it's pretty much a TV that goes in front of your face.
Yeah, pretty much so. Pretty much so.
It's got what 320 by
240.
It's sorry,
pretty awesome.
320 by 240.
320 by 240.
Yeah.
Screens.
So this was the first commercial version. This came out in 93.
I also will note that this has very in your face 90s. Advertising to
read,
it.
Read some of the
it's cool. At last, a gift to the people. Reality for the masses. For less than the price of a portable TV, you can now unchain the dazzling intensity of 3D interactive virtual reality. Dare you step forward, cheeseball? Like, seriously.
What's the cheeseball? What is the cheeseball comment?
Yeah, I'm getting insulted by the packaging.
So this was a step a little further along now, whereas you actually are wearing a full screen. Let me pull
that one has built-in headset headphones too as well, right?
But didn't that like hurt your eyes though?
No. That's a little bit further. That's the Virtual Boy. So this is the Victor Max version, and basically, again, it was just a television screen that you wore on your face. But like,
does it have a single display or is it one?
It's a single display, and therein lies the problem. It doesn't even divide it. It's a single display. Okay. It just put it right in front of your face, so you were kind of immersed in it. Like you said, the nice thing here, they actually added a set of headset, and they took it one step further. They actually made it so it could detect your head movement.
Okay.
This cool little antenna on the side, when you turned your head, turns a potentiometer, and so it knew when you were moving your head back and forth. So at least you had some control of the game via that. Again, nice idea. Terribly, terribly expensive. Quality not that great, not really 3D or VR.
It was kind of plasticky.
Yeah, and again, it was a really expensive headset at the time. So it just never caught on, so it's another little piece of... They wanted to get to this point. The technology just wasn't... Everybody wanted virtual reality. They really wanted that immersive experience in the game. They just weren't quite ready yet. So that leads us to where we're at now with the Oculus Rift.
With eyeballs.
With eyeballs.
Yeah.
Not just any eyeballs.
So
really eyeballs.
Yeah, basically, this was a Kickstarter. It actually get started by a guy in his 20s, too. He did a really great job, and I honestly have to say that although it's really being embraced by the gaming community, myself included, once this becomes full-fledged developed, I really think it has potential to be applied in a lot of areas.
Great porn device.
Yeah, obviously.
It's going to be an excellent device.
All of the porn.
The book.
Yeah, right? So, but, I mean... Basically, this not only does the screen in front of your face, it actually tracks your head movement, and does so very well. We'll be showing off a few things as well. I know we've done Let's Plays before and things like that, and I've played with it, but people are finally starting to get games out there that actually support the Oculus natively and other VR programs. And there's a few things holding it back right now. Main thing, hey, corded. The final consumer one will actually, it's striving to be wireless. It also suffers from low resolution problems right now. And this is just the developer kit. This was just so people could get their hands on the technology, start playing with it, start programming for it. The tech demos that have come out, the games that have come out with the Oculus support, it's really cool. We had Jim over earlier, and he gave us the first kind of hands-on experience that most of us had to have with it, and they put on a roller coaster program. Most people have lost their balance the first time, and it kind of disconcerting even.
We made our boss sick.
So yeah, right? I had my boss try it out during work hours, and I didn't have the googly eyes on it, so it didn't look as ridiculous, but it's kind of ridiculous having this giant thing strapped to your face. But so they're planning on making it wireless, also improving on the resolution of it. The 1080p model is actually being shown, and they showed it at CES as well as a few other places already. So that second developer kit will probably come out pretty soon, sometime later this year. People have already kind of embraced it and gone nuts. The other thing is I can't wait for the next wave of controls to go with it. Really, the only thing there is right now is the Razer Hydra, which came out before the Oculus Rift was actually kickstarted. It is motion controls. It has 2 points would actually control tilts, and it has what kind of meters in it? I can't even remember off the top of my
Mercury.
Head.
Mercury!
No. Yeah, right. It's got magic in it. But basically, it's got a 2-point tracking system, but it is also wired. But this year, there's the couple of companies coming out with, like, the STEM, which comes out this summer. And there have been even other bigger Kickstarters where actually tried to do full body tracking as well. People have also hacked these to use PlayStation Eye and Kinect. People have been really embracing these, and that is really what's taking it to the next level. The controls, having a mixture of actually being able to use your body and immersing yourself visually with the Oculus is very cool. I really, really see that going places, and the technology's finally caught up to where it can actually do something with it now. So I think within the next 2 years, we're going to be seeing some very cool immersive experiences. I don't think it's going to necessarily stay in the gaming field, however. Basically, gamers are lazy. I understand that. Sometimes they just want to veg out. Like, I don't think it's going to be the end-all, be-all takeover. But I think the technology where it's going, getting started, is going to branch out from video games. And I think it's going to be a cool addition to what we have available.
Awesome. So you've been playing with something today that we got from Agardis Studio.
Yeah, they're out of France, right?
Yep.
So they got it greenlit on Steam. It's also on iOS and Android. It's called Shufflepuck Cantina Deluxe. That's the Steam version. They have Shufflepuck Cantina for the iOS and Android.
Yep.
So basically, and I immediately loaded it up, and I got a very long time ago of Galaxy Far, Far Away kind of vibe out of it. And within 5 seconds, and I wasn't wrong.
There's a little Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, right?
There too, yeah. It's got a lot of humor in it.
So, basically, you have to work your way up these floors and play kind of an air hockey style game, but it's also on space steroids. So there's some really weird, colorful, powerful moves. You can unlock new achievements and abilities and cool stuff like that. It kind of reminds me of a crazy air hockey mixed with some sort of super Arkanoid kind of business.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so we're going to be talking about that literally in just a minute. We're going to hook up the game. You're going to get to see it. We're not going to show you the Oculus Rift version because it would just give you a headache because it would just be two screens. But we're going to show you the regular version. The Oculus Rift has some more immersion in it. It's like you're actually there. We've all played it a bit. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of the game. Both Tom and I were big fans of the original.
The game this is based on, yeah.
Yeah, and like this one too.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
Friends, it's true, you know. Luckies are made better to taste better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. And you remember that the next time you buy cigarettes. It's awfully important because, golly, in a cigarette, it's the taste that makes the difference. And Luckies do taste cleaner, fresher, smoother. So come on, be happy. Go Lucky, make your next carton Lucky Strike.
Be happy, go lucky, get better taste today.
And we're back, and this is Shufflepot Cantina that I'm standing in right now. I'm the one that looks like Han Solo. What the heck is wrong with that guy? All rubbery skinned stuff. Yeah. Really?
Anyway. Okay, so, I mean, like, immediately, I'm getting the whole, as I said before, you know, a long time ago, Galaxy Far, Far Away vibe. So I figured I had to light up some little East Spice. Get in the mood.
Nice. So this is based on a 90s game. Actually, it's a late 80s game that used to really piss me off called Shufflepot Cafe. We used to play the living crap out of this thing on the Amiga. And this is similar to it, but they've added a storyline. They've added a credit system. They've added a lot. Really?
Yeah.
Really, Sue?
Yeah.
Bodily function.
Did you hear that? She said the F-bomb. She coughed while surfing porn. Why do we always surf porn and cough? I don't get that. Is it to like cover up the porn noises? Is that what it is?
Well,
we won't
go there,
the doctor.
That's on the other screen that you guys can't see. So we're going to play a little shuffle puck.
I'm getting
like
the
that
mood,
look. All
right? It's got the
Oculus.
It's got the whole like Star Wars cantina kind of thing going on.
Yeah,
you know. So you know, I just figure I'm making myself at home, and this game was greenlit on Steam. They're adding features. I'm dying to see multiplayer because I would love to school you eventually.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, but
that'll happen soon.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and play while Rob's playing and showing you guys how it goes too as well. So you guys can see me bobble around here.
Yep. And we're going to do what we've been playing.
What have we been playing?
I've been playing this.
Now we know what you've been playing.
I've been playing this. I've also been playing that stupid Flappy Bird game. It really pisses me off.
Yeah? How do you feel now that he's kind of decided to rage quit?
He's kind of a... You know,
I think it's a ploy to make the game in more demand. Because
exactly
there isn't a whole lot to the game. Like, that fad would have, like, ended
out quickly.
Faster than the Harlem Shake. I'm just putting that out there.
I agree with you. It's a ploy.
I still watch Harlem Shakes. I'm just kidding.
I
Harlem Shake myself to sleep at night.
Well, bum, 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 bum.
Playing Fappy Bird.
Fappy Bird.
Fappy Bird. Oh, nice. Ooh. So, what have you been playing, Tom?
What have I been playing?
I totally opponed.
I mean, nothing. I mean,
come on!
No, seriously.
You gotta come to the table and
well,
bring something.
No, I'm at the table. I've played absolutely nothing. I've been busy.
The thing I call you my father.
I know, it kind of sucks.
No worries, gentlemen. I shall bring to you a marathon.
Ooh. A gaming marathon?
Boy, yeah, dude. Too.
Really?
Solo.
You didn't even
hours.
Sleep.
Okay, so, we have
nice.
Ben, what did you play?
14 hours of Borderlands 2 last night.
Brother!
That is awesome.
Right,
wow.
You start from scratch, or are you picking off somewhere where you left off?
Start from scratch.
Okay.
Because I know how you feel.
I installed it last night, and then started playing it.
Oh, wait, no, I shouldn't say I haven't been playing it. You know what I've been playing?
These nuts.
No.
Oh,
I've been playing
his dick.
I wish we had the camera on for that one.
It was like... You don't have the camera going?
No, he doesn't have the camera going.
My googly eyes are useless!
They were in the last segment.
I've played games on the Vectrex.
Yeah, that's manly. Yeah, I played some too.
You did
you came
too,
over
see?
With it, yeah.
That's exactly it. So you got to admit the roller coaster.
It really works.
3D coaster is really good.
It really works. I was a little kind of afraid of my face.
I know. Again.
It's got enough problems.
We'll make another mod to make that a little more safer as well. But so you don't have that disc. Spinning right above your nose.
Does the Vectrex always make you look like the man in the Iron Mask?
Yes.
Okay.
No, this is a 3D one.
Well, yeah, the 3D...
Oh, dude, yeah. The other one was worse. I mean, like I said, this guy's made it much lighter, much nicer. The
oh,
other one
was made of iron?
Oh, it was yeah, with spikes on the inside and shit, too. You really had to keep it on straight.
Stick your face in this bear trap real quick.
Before we go on too much about what we've been playing, you want to give a little more rundown on, like, some of the features of Shufflepot Cantina?
Well, it's got a credit system where you can earn basically upgrades to your puck and your ooh, you son of a bitch, and to your player so that you can do little trick shots. And there's a you're not seeing it here because I don't have one on
yeah,
this particular
he's not good
puck.
Enough.
But yeah, hey, right.
Noob.
Yeah, who's above you on the...
Yeah, that's fair. You're above me on the leaderboards. Can't say much. But, like, yeah, the first thing I noticed was, like, I kind of got into it, pretty simple enough. And then next thing I know, the Han Solo-looking motherfucker is bouncing pucks across the board. And I was like, I can't do that. That's not fair.
Right? So, the first time, it gets
you. So I'm like, all right. So you start, to learn some of the trick shots and things that each player can do.
And you level up. I just leveled up, by the way.
You level up? Okay, so can you, like, besides customizing your puck, you can customize, like, your paddle, right?
Yeah.
So...
And there's a little, there's this cute little gambling thing that you can do. I'm doing it right now. Travis can't see because he's on his screen, but what really? There we go. Oh, well, I got the negative thing on it. But basically, you can win little prizes as you choose these, and now I got to bank it because I didn't have enough damn credits. What a rip on the thing.
You're bad gambler, Rob. Quit while you're ahead.
You know, I've got some of the special pucks and stuff on the iPad version of this. By the way, this is out for the iPad. It's out for Android. It's out for Linux. It's out for Mac. It's out for Windows. It's out for
everything. It's everything, yeah. They're working on eventually adding in cross-play between the devices, so that'll be nice, too. That's on their... I saw that on their Steam Greenlight.
Yeah, I'm going to totally get pwned on the iPad because I don't think it's as good to play with this. It's still great. It's just, the controls feel better with a mouse to me.
Yeah, I know. It's very smooth with a mouse. And I do have to say, I'm very excited for them to develop their Oculus features more, because it looks gorgeous on here. It looks absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I can't wait
to... So it's one of the more immersive things. They play with depth very well. So...
I'm going to make Ben sit down and play this in a second.
No, I kind of want to see you own this robot.
I'm going to kick his little robotic butt. Yeah, I like the... Oh, that was bull crap. That was a hold.
Oh, come on.
Come on, you little...
Yeah, I should be watching my screen because I'm winning.
Yeah, he's playing like the first freaking furry.
Nah, I'm playing Iato here.
There we go.
You're playing like a pro.
So I'm bad. Oh, there we go. How about Noob? What's Noob been playing?
And that's another win.
Still playing Smite. And what's up, Minions Junkie? Tapped in. Hit my touch screen.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So I'm going to bank this, and let's get out of here for a second. And there is... There's a store on this floor.
There's a store on this floor?
Yeah, so basically you defeat people on each floor and get progress your way up the tower.
Right. Are
you
supposed I'm going to go to another floor here real quick.
From what I got there, you're supposed to rebuild your spaceship to get out of there?
Yep. Yeah, they added that little
storyline.
Wait. Nope. Wrong floor.
You're supposed to play shuffle.
Really? Really?
That's how you get money to get stuff for your ship.
Did I totally do that? I clicked the wrong
floor. Crash landed. Anyone else?
So we're
going to
go in the hall? Yeah, you're going to have to,
Are there kids in the hall?
Your butt off. Yeah.
There are kids.
Beat smuggling spice.
Yep. But the hall's above the bar. Why are the children in the hall above the bar?
So there's a little store here, and you can unlock... a little goodies concept art. This is what you get with... Ooh. I didn't realize that. This is what you get with... here, I'll just show you one. Coins. Oh, you can also see now I got the furry.
Nice. That works for you just fine.
Just glad about the furry. Get the furry off my screen. Goodness, thank you. I unlocked a furry. But you can also, let's see, I'll play against this wimp here.
The furry.
I'll play against the furry. And he's got a biography, and you unlock the little bits and you get little missions to unlock other goodies. I'm going to find something out about the furry.
That Rob plays with furries? That Rob chose the furry over the lady dancer.
Okay. Who the heck wouldn't?
98.76% of the population.
Well, I'm special.
No. They would pick the lady over the furry.
Yes, there's definitely furries.
Well, I include all mammals.
Okay.
All
right.
So you got these three modes. There's dual, bet, and survival. Dual mode, you play against them for set goodies.
Okay.
Bet, you can bet for more money, and get more money that way. Survival, you keep playing until you croak. I can go a very freaking long time on this particular level because it's easier than the original.
than the original Shuffle.
Yeah, but I've heard people have a hard time with it, so apparently that stroking motion I'm really good at.
I think they're going to start developing video games from the past that your generation is totally going to have the better edge than the upper.
We need it.
That's a conspiracy.
It is.
Yep, right?
Old people making video games.
That equipment screen that I just passed by, that would have been where I would upgrade my puck and such.
How can he play? Can't even see the board.
There we go.
Squat.
No. Come on, fool. I'm limping him. He's kind of a wuss. Oops.
Oh!
He heard me! The furry heard me!
He did.
Angry furry?
Nothing worse than an angry furry.
I'd crack up if I got my butt whipped by the furry. That would be really...
That's better than your butt waxed by the furry.
Right? Maybe I'll
furry
wax.
Butt waxed?
Yeah, I'm going to give the furry. Now you see I've got a shield on now.
Oh, you always, shield is always wear protection when you...
That's right, when you use a furry. So, Nubat, what have you been playing?
I've been playing really a loud. Game called... I'm
walk
busy.
Up!
Yeah, come
no,
here
no, she's
group.
Busy playing the game.
Oh, she's always not. She's looking over this way. I mean...
The boom is off, so...
Okay, well, I was watching my game because I was playing Despicable Me Minion Rush, but lately I've been playing this awesome game that Noob got me that's called The Wolf Among Us. It's supposed to be like fairy tale creatures in our world, only disguised to look like us and not like their true forms. And one of the characters was murdered, and you have to try and figure out who the murderer is. And you get
Colonel Mustard
in the fizzle
with a candlestick
in the face.
You get to make the choices of like what you say or like what you do. So, like, you can have the option to go visit one suspect or go help somebody else. Or there was one part earlier where one of the characters was being an asshole and you could tell him to fuck off or you could punch him in the face.
I swear I saw something about this game.
It's on Steam. Noob just got it for the PS3 for $5. So I have the first two chapters. I haven't gotten to play the second chapter yet. But so far, I've met the Big Bad Wolf, Beauty and the Beast. I'm about to meet the Little Mermaid soon. But it's pretty cool. It's got a lot of swearing in it, though. Like, a lot. One of the characters is named Mr. Toad. Almost every other word is a swear word coming out of his
head. I always thought Mr. Toad was swearing all the time.
Mr. Toad!
Without, you know, the opposable thumbs. How does he shift gears?
Yeah, I would be complaining
but no,
about that,
so
too.
So far, I'm really enjoying it that you can play it multiple different ways because you can go back and say something else and it'll completely change your entire storyline.
Noob was saying that it replays back to you your previous choices?
Yeah, when I started the second chapter, it, like, reviewed what I had said to, like, bring me back to speed. But at the end of the first chapter, though... I got to go through and see what choices I made and what other choices people made, too. Like, say, half the people chose to lie to Beast about where they saw Beauty. Or, like, some people thought this person was a suspect and some people thought that person was a suspect. So you got to see what other people thought before you started the next one. But I'm really enjoying it so far. I can't wait to go back and play.
Is it like a book?
It looks like a comic book.
It is actually, it's actually originated from a comic book. It's called Fable.
I'm pretty sure it's a graphic novel.
Whatever.
It's a graphic novel!
Oh, God. Hey, Jonah, what have you been playing?
Starbound? Yeah.
Like a Terraria-like space thing.
Yeah.
This I hear it's really good.
With weird
see that?
Good start.
Nice, huh? I defeated myself.
Yeah, learning. Use your words.
What's yeah, that? Yeah. Tom.
Yeah.
What have you been playing?
I think we mentioned it, didn't we?
No.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh,
you
my
went
God.
Out. We were doing a circle.
You're looping it. You're looping. Rob,
all
what
right,
have you been playing?
I've been playing this.
You already talked about that, too.
We talked about that, too.
Hey, motherfuckers! It's Groundhog's Day!
We're bad. Well, we haven't learned anything tonight, so...
Well, I mean, I would like to talk about Super Mario 3D Land real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure, right throw now. It in there.
So,
Well, I am so sorry. We even went doubles on people and didn't do poor Travis.
We have a circle for a reason.
Yeah, I know, but people keep moving the circle.
You know what it is? Rob's a circle.
Could be in a circle. I got it. Nice.
So, yeah, I am picking up Super Mario 3D Land for the 3DS. It is a very, very... very good Mario game. I have like a couple of the other Mario games for 3DS, as well as I played plenty of the new Super Mario Brothers 1 and 2 on the Wii. And so they just came out with Super Mario 3D Land for the 3DS and then Super Mario 3D World for the Wii U, and it is very good. It is super good. The 3D is awesome. The level design is very cool. It's got a little bit of elements for the people who like the 3D Mario as well as the 2D Mario. So if you're much more into like the Super Mario 64 or Super Mario Sunshine, it's kind of got some really... Yeah,
Mario.
Yeah, you know, I really liked a lot of those elements, but it still got kind of the 2D classic feel to it. They did a really good job of balancing it. The level design is great.
I think it's the best Mario in a while.
It's super good. And like,
is this one linked with the Wii U at all?
This one, to my knowledge, is not. They have two separate games. I'm a little sad because you can play multiplayer on the Wii U version. You can do up to four players. The 3DS version only does Street Pass, so it's only single player, really, which is kind of sad. So
yeah, that is sad.
Yeah, but I'm still enjoying it a lot. And, of course, I've obviously been playing Pokemon. I think JJ and I stayed up to, like, 4:30 Sunday / Monday morning playing just ridiculously. It was a lot of fun. I enjoy it, and... I'm very happy with Pokemon back now. I think the day after the last episode finally released, I think all my bitching paid off. I think they listened to me.
Oh, yeah, they were listening to you about that.
We actually listened to Guys, Games, and Beer before it was released. Yeah.
So thank you, Nintendo. I appreciate that. So I've been able to bring over all my Pokemon to my past games and get all nostalgic and all that jazz. So it's been a lot of fun. So
that is excellent. All right, well, I'm going to do one more duel here before we... shut the show down.
One more
duel here. Just doing one more duel.
One. Don't pick the little wussy person.
No, I went with the robot.
No, he went with the spank tank.
I went up. Yeah, I went up.
You went to the spank tank. Okay.
Yeah, I went upstairs and quit wimping. Man. Wimpton.
You've been wimpton.
It's Wimpton, Jay Spoons.
It's just cold outside. It's not Wimpton.
Oh, nice. You might get me here. God dang, he's just...
I've been
bugger.
Quick on you, Rob.
Yeah, really?
Come on.
I know. I'm going
to
have to
speed
it up.
Jerk.
So, did anybody learn anything tonight?
Ben definitely beats people in circle jerks.
Oh. That got me a smash right there.
You're welcome.
Nice.
I guess we've learned nothing tonight.
Tonight's
episode was an absolute walk. We've learned nothing.
I learned
that you have no respect for the virtual boy. You guys didn't mention that at all.
We didn't mention it because, number one, we won't buy that piece of trash. No, I'm just kidding.
I had a virtual boy.
I'm kidding.
And he had a man built as stand for it because that was like janky three-legged walker crap that they...
It
was just done.
Yeah, you can get virtual boys, but they always come without the freaking stand now.
Oh, that.
Because the stand was made of... paper mache and
darn near.
I am the champion, folks.
You are the champion?
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. They always broke them feet.
Yeah. So
even at the store. Remember?
I remember playing in Travis's room and just having it like lodged on my legs and just kind of in this fetal position, being like, this is so awesome.
The Virtual Boy was a good attempt to get at
VR.
Yeah,
and I want to mention in the 90s, again, I'm going to put up a video of this. There was a VR device, a Forte VFX1, and it had a lot of the features that is now seen on the Oculus. The head tracking, actually had three axes of tracking,
awesome.
Motion control. I really think that it was kind of the inspiration of the Oculus, and somebody actually took one of them apart and turned it into a portable Virtual Boy headset. So
okay, that would be pretty cool.
So basically they stripped out the VR from the Forte FX1, or VFX1, and put the Virtual Boy front on it, so you can have a portable virtual boy. So we'll post some pictures of that too. It's really cool. 90s were some really weird times for virtual reality.
Sure
I'd
were.
Say. And I'm really glad we're past that awkward phase. And it's
always that awkward.
This is Guys, Games, and Beer, and we're always in the awkward phase. Thanks for watching or listening. Don't wonder why you do.
Goodbye! This is how we get on these things!